Welcome to Outlet Podcast, where we provide a safe place where you can let it all out in a safe environment. I'm your host, Juan. Welcome to episode 2. Very quickly, just wanted to send the best wishes to you all for this holiday season. Hope you had an amazing time. As we get ready to transition into this new year, I just want to reflect on 2020 for this episode. So that's what we're going to be diving into today. I think it's safe to say 2020 was one hell of a year. It was a roller coaster, and we didn't know when it ends. And to be honest, we don't know when it's going to. But before I dive into things, sit back, relax, get a nice drink, your favorite snack, your favorite sweater, whatever you need to get comfortable, or just get amped, because I got a lot that I want to deliver today for you all. All right, before we dive into 2020, let's rewind a bit and reflect. I'm going to take it back to November 2019. I remember hearing about the noises of we're potentially changing the way we're going to have to live entirely, and we didn't know exactly what to expect. I remember this was an interesting transition that was going on. It was confusing because we didn't know what exactly to expect, but we knew change was coming. I myself was going through changes, through transitions. I was adulting, living on my own with my partner, was going to university, working retail, trying to work on my business plans, as well as manage relationships with family and friends. I just remember it was a different time. It was tough. We were all confused as to what was going to happen. There wasn't really much security, but the way I took it was like, okay, there is change coming. It's inevitable. So we have to figure out how we're going to make it happen. I don't come from any inheritance or any handouts, so it was a grind. Throughout high school, I remember teachers telling counselors, like, oh, you aren't capable of going to uni. Did that. You're not capable of taking care of yourself. Did that. And honestly, I wasn't even fully aware of what was going on. It wasn't until last year, November, I had a conversation with a close friend of mine named Iba. Now, Iba is someone that I speak very highly of and is someone who has helped change my life for the better. I remember we were just talking. I haven't seen him in many years, but we had a conversation that went along the lines of prosperity, living your truth, and embodying who you are as a whole. I remember he said something along the lines of, stop letting others control your narrative. I'm going to repeat that again. Stop letting others control your narrative. That's all I needed to hear from him. Literally. I've never been given a piece of advice that was so simple, yet was exactly what I needed to hear. From that day forward, I remember I was like, okay, I control my narrative. I take ownership for it. I take accountability for it. And I remember it just started off. We'd meet up every morning, talking about our goals, meeting on campus, discussing what it is we wanted to do. He even then proceeded to extend his hand even further. He invited me to a getaway with his church for a weekend. Whoa. I wasn't ready for what I was about to experience. Really and truly, like, that is a weekend I will never forget. It is something that has helped me become into who I needed to be. It was pure bliss. I remember walking into it completely open-minded, and I told myself, you're here for a reason. Be patient and find out why. We spent each day team bonding, praying together, as well as doing extracurricular activities. I've never really experienced the power of group prayer until that weekend. I just remember being overwhelmed at first. I had a huge rush of pure emotions going through me. I could feel change as each day passed. It felt lighter and lighter. On the last day, we spent time together for a very powerful prayer. We were all breaking down. We were crying. We were there for each other. As alone as it may have felt, we had each other. And at that moment is when I realized God will comfort us through this all. You are loved. You are appreciated. You are cared for. So from there, I just decided, okay, be patient, be more kind, and take it easy. Because Lord knows we are all dealing with adversities. I remember getting home and I felt completely different. I definitely felt the change. So what I did was I wrote down all my thoughts from that weekend and often reflect on it. It is the weekend that saved my life. I still have the note in my journal from that day. I remember going home and asking myself, okay, so with this hurdle that's presented at you, are you going to use it as something that pushes you into the person that you need to become? Or are you going to fold and never see your true potential? I think you know which decision I made. And I'm beyond grateful that I chose to take control of my life. Because I remember when I was down and out, when I was feeling alone, hurt, lost, scared, confused, frustrated, impatient, unmotivated, uninspired, you name it. In these moments, we just want someone to care. And it seems as if there's no amount of caring that will fill an empty hole in your heart. And no matter how hard you try to fill it up yourself, it only goes halfway and then starts slipping back into empty. Every day was a struggle to survive. Every day you woke up and wondered, how much longer can this go on? That emptiness that fills your heart and your soul begins to take over your rationality. At some point, the things that kept me going became meaningless. The life you lived for so many years was just a struggle to survive. And today, we may be at a point where nothing means anything. You aren't even in pain. You may feel nothing. You may want to give up. You may no longer exist. You don't want to stop being. The endless negative thoughts that swirled around in your brain, compelling you to end everything. The hope for the future subsides to a dulling ache, keeping you going every single day. You stare at the television, you stare at your phone, knowing you're wasting your life and you're incapable, you feel, to get off of it and to get outside. Yet you kept on doing this. Why is this? You are still here for a reason. That reason, I don't know. You are still here. You have hope. There is something that you're hoping for. Whether you hope for change, you hope for strength, you hope for love, you hope for caring, you hope for things that won't be as hard as they always been. Now, I can't promise you that things will change tomorrow, but one thing is, if you give up, you will never receive the blessings that God has out there for you. Learn to live your truth. Learn to love yours. You'll never be happy until you accept this wholeheartedly. Some of us are feeling and stuck with jobs we hate, relationships that aren't fulfilling, friendships that are one-sided, trying to impress people who do not care about us. Let it go. Just live your truth. I used to live in a state of fear of being judged, ridiculed, laughed out. Whatever it was, you name it, I went through it. I was lost in a deep pit of despair, and until I decided one day that this isn't the life I want to live. This is an example I want to give to my younger siblings, to my daughter, to my wife, to my friends. This is not the example I wanted to set. And as hard as it is to admit, I wasn't the only one who was going through this. Chances are there's someone right now on this planet that's going through the exact same thing that you are going through. 2020 has shown that in this pandemic, we have a lot more in common than you know. Now, the difference is there's people that are living freely and successful in our eyes when simply all they're doing is living their truth and they have clarity on exactly what it is they want from life. So take time. Figure out really what do you want. Have extreme clarity. Sit there and visualize it. Where you want to be, what you want to be doing, what feelings do you want to have, and who is going to be around you. And understand that this too shall pass. Feelings and circumstances always change. Change is the nature of life. So don't be afraid to change and do something different. Insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. So start by searching, be courageous, take life into your own hands, and manifest your dreams. Anything worth having will require work. So let's start today and take these leaps of faith. You may not realize it, but you may actually fear being happy, and you may fear change and keep thinking that negative thoughts are a means to protect you. I realized that I had to stop my own negative thinking, and that no one can really make me feel whole and loved and valued if I didn't truly love and value myself. How can you show people how to care for you if you do not care for yourself? People treat you how you show them to. Whether you like it or not, You show that you want to be cared for and loved, love and care for yourself, and others will give it to you. Do not seek external validation for who you are. You already have it within you. Make that decision that you're going to show up fully for yourself and completely. Stop delegating away your needs for others to fill like an empty vessel. If you don't want to give up hope and keep looking for help and reaching out to others, you will eventually find the people, tools, and resources you need to heal and to overcome all the adversity. I do this over and over again, day by day. If I can do it, so can you. With these changes, it may feel unstable, it may feel different, uncomfortable, but you need to get comfortable with being uncomfortable. And remember, God removes to replace. So while you think that you're losing yourself, losing your friends, losing your loved ones, etc., He was manifesting something in the background that you needed. He heard all the conversations while you were away. He saw how people acted when you weren't around. So don't lose hope. There is always going to be a breakthrough at the end of each heartbreak. You just need to take time and be patient and kind with yourself to let that come to fruition. Again, be easy. Be kind. The fact that you are sitting right now, or standing, or working, whatever you're doing, the fact that you're listening to this right now, pat yourself on the back. It takes a lot of strength to get here. I know we all had big dreams, potentially. We may have big goals of this year. We had very high expectations, but you need to let that go. You're still here. Be proud. Be happy about that. You made it this far, and you didn't make it this far only to go this far. There's more. There is more. Don't be afraid to ask for the help that you may need. Put it out there. Demand what you want from the universe. And be patient. Gonna take 10 seconds right now. Focus on our breathing. Centered. All right, so it goes simple. Inhale twice through your nose. Exhale once through your mouth. We're gonna do 3 of these right now, quick. Centered. All right, now focus. Remember, you are loved, you are beautiful, you are smart, you are hardworking, you are healthy, you are wealthy, you are secure, you are blessed, you are courageous, you are bold, you are honorable, you are honest, you are humble, you are strong, and you are you. Embrace it, love it, and rock it. This has been another episode of Outlet, and I just want to send my best wishes again to you all in hope of a new breakthrough in this upcoming new year. One love, I remember to be kind to one another.